With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and former President Trump are set to face off in general election debates scheduled for June and September. The two will take part in a CNN debate June 27th in Atlanta, a second debate hosted by ABC on September 10th. Trump said he also wants a debate on Fox. After major backlash and threats of impeachment, the Biden administration says it will move forward with a new billion-dollar weapons package for Israel. The news comes a week after the White House paused a shipment of bombs to Israel after the IDF announced an assault on the city of Rafah, where terror group Hamas is hiding. A barge hits a bridge in Texas, causing an oil spill and closing the only road to the small island. Correspondent Mike Heppen reports.
The barge slammed into a bridge pillar in Galveston, Texas, Wednesday morning, spilling oil into the surrounding waters. The accident caused the closure of the only road that leads to Pelican Island, north of Galveston. One person on the barge was knocked into the water and quickly rescued. Galveston County Navigation District Superintendent David Flory says a tugboat was backing up and lost control of two barges it was pushing. One of the barges hit the bridge and two telephone poles. Officials say it's not clear how much oil spilled from the barge into the bay. About 6.5 miles of waterway was shut down as crews worked to clean up the spill. I'm Mike Hempen.
Also at SRNnews.com, the White House will send an unofficial delegation to Taiwan this weekend for the inauguration of the island's democratically elected president.
Will it also serve as a provocation? Probably, because I think China is looking for provocations, just as Putin needed a provocation and used NATO as an excuse for invading the Ukraine.
Asia Society China expert Orville Schell. This is SRN News. The Chicago public school system is being sued, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Several former students say they were forced to engage in meditation and Hindu rituals during class and were ordered not to tell their parents about it. The plaintiffs say they were taken individually into a small room where they were instructed to set an offering on a Hindu altar and were given the name of a Hindu deity to repeat. The rituals were apparently part of an in-school meditation program designed to reduce violence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's highest court is giving the state's attorney general another 90 days to decide further legal action in the case of a 160-year-old abortion ban. Lawmakers recently voted to repeal the law, but the vote won't take effect until 90 days after they wrap up the current session. The Arizona Supreme Court's order leaves in place for now a more recent law that legalizes abortion up to 15 weeks of pregnancy. This is SRN News. Well, masks are stirring up controversy in North Carolina.
Republicans in North Carolina are pushing forward with their plan to repeal a pandemic-era law that allowed the wearing of masks in public for health reasons, a move spurred in part by demonstrations against the war in Gaza that have included masked protesters camped out on college campuses. The state Senate approved the bill Wednesday in a party-line vote. Democrats say the law would mean people who mask for their health would violate the law. Republicans say the bill is only focused on people who mask as a means to conceal their identity. The bill now heads to the State House. Keith Peters reporting.
Supreme Court's allowing Louisiana to move forward with the redrawn congressional district map. Last year, Louisiana's original district map was redrawn. The updated layout includes two majority black districts in the state. Wednesday, the Supreme Court granted a request to block a lower court ruling that would have invalidated the redrawn districts. More details at SRNnews.com.